How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here with Ricky Thornton Jr., one of the Lucas Oil Chase for the Championship four drivers. Ricky, tell us, first of all, what is the preparation for Saturday's race any different from any other race? Have you taken any steps that you might not normally take?
No. I mean, we prepare our stuff to be the best every time we unload, so that's pretty much our goal no matter what. Really, every race pays just as good, so you just got to do what you got to do and go from there.
Of course, you've had an amazing season this year, and capping it off with a championship would obviously be what you want, but talk to me about how satisfying that would be to go ahead and win a championship in this new format that we're not used to. We're doing something we've never done before.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've won over 30 championships, so it'd be my first national championships. That part would be really cool. But, I mean, regardless, even if we don't win, we still got a chance to win a couple other national championships this year. So, I don't know. It'd be cool. Regardless, we're just taking it like it's any other race. I don't know. Everyone wants to make a huge deal about it, but at the same time, like for us, really, it's just another race. And you move on.
Well, this, coming up at Eldora, it's first time Dirt Track World Championships have been held at Eldora. You had some success there. You've run well. You won one of the preliminary races back there for the Dream, I believe. So what's your confidence level going in, considering the season you've had and the fact that you do know where Victory Lane is there?
Yeah, no, we've won a couple prelim nights there. And really, we've had a lot of speed when it comes to the big shows. Just little stuff kind of took us out of it. I felt like we were good enough to run top five at the world, and I thought I was leaking water out of the radiator, so I pulled off and under yellow just made sure our stuff was good. But I think we ran fourth at the Dream this year, so our car's definitely got speed. Not quite sure exactly which car we're going to bring yet. We actually got a brand new car out for this week, so I don't know. We'll just kind of wait and see. Hopefully, with it being a normal format, we feel like we qualify really well there. And heck, I mean, realistically, the last few times we've been there, we've been in the top 10 for points for the two nights for the world and the Dream. So, I know we got really good speed early, and that's going to be the biggest thing, is just making sure you don't put yourself behind. So, we'll just kind of wait and see.
And this last thing here, but you touched on what I was just about to touch on. You won't have to deal with inverts and things like that for the heat races. It'll just be a regular Lucas Oil format. So that's got to give you some confidence too.
Yeah, I mean, it does for sure. But at the same time, there's, I think, three other divisions running with us. So they put out the format. So, like, our heat races are going to be a little different than what a typical Eldora is, just because there is more cars going to be on the racetrack. Track will probably be a little bit different. But I don't know. We'll hot lap, see how we do, qualify, and just kind of go from there. The main thing is we're guaranteed in the spot and show no matter what, all four of us are. So, obviously, you don't want to take a provisional, but worst case scenario, you know you're in the show and you at least got a shot.
All right, that's Ricky Thornton Jr. He'll be going for a Lucas Oil Championship next Saturday at Eldora.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you.